This morning in the book of the Psalms, 138, Psalm 138 this morning, please. I've said before I hadn't intended to begin a new series because of the holidays that are looming for me, but the Lord has led me in a direction. Really, a series is coming about without me having to think about it. I believe the Lord had just led me in a particular direction. We looked a few weeks ago at anxiety. That's something we do and we shouldn't. But I think all of us are guilty, and we looked at the absurdity of anxiety. Last week we looked at the inferiority complex, the impediment of inferiority. Some of God's people are crippled, feeling inferior, feeling that God couldn't use them. Sometimes it's our financial standards, sometimes a social background. Sometimes others seem to be so gifted and we seem to lack in so many different areas, and we can just get ourselves into this mindset that God could do nothing with someone like me. And of course, nothing could be further from the truth. And that's what we looked at last week. So we looked at something we should do and we don't. Something we shouldn't feel and yet we do, inferior. This morning I want to think of something we should do but so often we don't. Thanksgiving. I want to have an appreciation of appreciation. Now, I'm not here next week, but the following week, which will be my final Sunday before I head off on holidays, I'm going to look at the madness of madness. Do you ever lose your temper? Do you ever lose your cool? Is there ever a time when you just absolutely lose it? And you actually behave like someone who's mad. We want to look at the madness of madness. And if you've got a temper issues, if you've got anger issues, well, I want you to come and hear what God has to say through his precious word. That's not next Lord's Day, but the following one in the will of the Lord. Let's look at Psalm 138 this morning, beginning to read at verse number 1. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me, and strengthened me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the work of thine own hands. And we'll trend there, and we trust the Lord will bless the reading of his own precious and fallible word. In verse number 1, the word praise appears twice. In the Hebrew language, it's two different words. The first word actually means, I will give thanks unto thee. And then the second word is used of singing praise unto the Lord. This really is a psalm of thanksgiving. David is praising the Lord. David is thanking the Lord. Now, you know from the New Testament, Paul talks about being filled with the Spirit of God. What's the outcome of being filled with the Spirit of God? Well, there are many things, but one of the things we find in Ephesians 5 verse 20 is giving thanks always for all things unto God. How can we thank God for all things? Surely that's a difficult thing. We can thank him for the good things, for the good times, but how can we thank God for the bad times? That's why we need to be Spirit-filled. Only someone who is full of the Spirit of God can thank the Lord at all times. Isaiah tells us, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. Sometimes we want to an explanation from God, but you know, if God loves us and we understand something of the love of God, then we can trust him, we can obey him, and regardless of the consequences or circumstances, we can praise the Lord and we can give thanks unto the Lord. Real faith is not about receiving something from God, but rather it's accepting what God gives us, and that's two different things. It's not just a matter of trusting the Lord when he's giving us what we think we need and what we want. It's trusting the Lord no matter what we receive from the Lord. I wonder this morning, are you a thankful believer? I wonder this morning, are you rejoicing? Is thanksgiving something that flows easily from you? One preacher said we should be humbly grateful, and yet sometimes we're grumbly hateful. Of all the people in the world, God's people should be a thankful people. The former mayor of Belfast, Nuala McAllister, recently stood down. She's an avowed atheist. She had the Bible taken out of the council chamber. She abolished prayers in the council chamber. Who can she thank for anything? Luck? Chance? She has no one to thank for any blessing. She doesn't believe that God even exists. But you and I who know and love the Lord this morning, we should be a thankful people. We have a heavenly Father and how he has blessed us. I wonder, are we grumbling this morning? Are we moaning? Are we complaining? Are we whinging this morning? Or are we a thankful people this morning? One of the marks of the ungodly is unthankfulness. We're told in Romans 1, verse number 21, because that when they knew not God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful. Paul tells us one of the signs of the last days is that people will be unthankful. 2 Timothy 3, verse 2. And I think when we look around us, we live in an ungrateful age. Everything's taken for granted. People will demand their rights. People want to have everything they feel they deserve. And sometimes as God's people, we too fall into that trap. It's becoming more and more rare just to hear those two little words, thank you. Just a word of appreciation. William Law, in his book, A Serious Call to a Devout and Holy Life, writes this. Would you know who is the greatest saint in the world? It is not he who prays most or fasts most. It is not he who gives most alms or is more eminent for temperance, chastity, or justice, but is he who is always thankful to God, who wills everything that God willeth, who receives everything as an instance of God's goodness, and has a heart always ready to praise God for it. There's an abundance of scripture exhorting us to be thankful. Psalm 50, verse 14, for example, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High God. Daniel, thank God for understanding. Daniel 2:23, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers. He thanked God for this book. Simeon and Anna, thank God for the Son of God. Paul, thank God for the people of God. Acts 28, verse 15. How thankful are you this morning? Emerson said the stars, if they come out once a year, people would be standing out, gazing upon them, and they would be so taken up by the stars. But because they come out every night, you get used with them. Sometimes we've got so accustomed to the blessing and the goodness of God, we forget to say thank you. I want this morning to have an appreciation of appreciation. Just looking at this psalm quickly this morning, I want you to see the occupation here. David, we're told this is a psalm of David. Notice what he says in verse 1. I will praise thee, I will thank thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship. You see the repeating of I will, I will, I will. David made a conscious decision to thank the Lord. He wasn't driven by emotion. It wasn't because he felt like it. It went much, much deeper than that. He did it willingly. He did it sincerely. Look at verse 1 again. I will praise thee with my whole heart. It wasn't half-hearted. It was something he really did from the very depths of his heart. He's praising. He's thanking the Lord. There are a number of things we're exhorted to do as Christians. We're exhorted to pray fervently. James 5:16. We are to give cheerfully. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7. We are to contend earnestly for the faith. Jude 1, verse 3. If we pray fervently, give cheerfully, contend earnestly, then I'll tell you, you'll praise him wholeheartedly. You'll thank him with your whole heart. You see David willingly? You see him doing it sincerely? You see him doing it joyfully? Look again at verse 1. I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods. Will I sing, praise God, put a song in his heart. You know, the moment we're saved, he's put a new song into our hearts, even praise unto our God. David is upbeat. David is positive. David is triumphant. He's not defeatist. He's not cast down. Are you here this morning and you're singing the blues? Or have you got a song for the Lord this morning? Do you really want to thank the Lord this morning? See how David's praising the Lord willingly, sincerely, joyfully, unashamedly. I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods. There's a bit of debate. Who are the gods? Are they the pagan deities that were around Canaan at that time? Is it the rulers who very often were deified? You remember the rulers were seen as gods? And David is saying, I'm going to praise thee regardless of the company. I'm not ashamed to say thank you, Lord. See, when you're in a restaurant and the meal is set before you, are you ashamed just to take time to thank the Lord? Are you ashamed to thank the Lord in a particular company? If you have company that you can't praise the Lord in, it's time you were out of that company. David says, I don't care who's there. I don't care who's watching. I don't care who's listening. I don't care what they're saying. I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to thank the Lord. He was thanking the Lord unashamedly. You see the occupation of David. Look at the situation of David. Maybe you're saying this morning, David didn't have the week that I was having. David hasn't had the year that I had. David doesn't know anything about my circumstances, or he wouldn't have been saying thank you to the Lord. But look what David's going through in verse number 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble. Do you see how slow it is? David is walking. You see, when trouble comes, so often it's so slow. And it's a walk. And David obviously has been in this for some time. Do you see, he's stuck. Though I walk in the midst of trouble. It's not that David come out of the trouble. And David's now praising the Lord. David's stuck in the middle of it. And he's thanking the Lord. You see how slow. You see he's stuck. You see the seriousness. It's trouble. Look at the scale of it. Though I walk, verse 7, in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies. We don't know who they were, when this was, whatever it is. There's much speculation. I think it's good that we don't know. Because in the most unlikely circumstances, David's doing the most unlikely thing. He's thanking the Lord. Have you tried it recently? Job says in Job 35 verse 10, and I'll tell you, Job suffered more than any of us will ever suffer. He lost so much. Job said this, God gives songs in the night. Paul could tell you about the songs in the night. At midnight, with his back cut from up against the prison wall, with his hands and feet in stocks, after being beaten and after being falsely accused, at midnight, at the most unlikely time, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. God gives songs in the night. Now, what about you this morning? Do you need a fresh appreciation of appreciation? Have you become an old moan? Sometimes the children say, I'm just becoming a grumpy old man. Are you a grumpy old man? Are you a grumpy old woman? Is your heart heavy? Are you singing the blues this morning? Have you anything to thank the Lord for this morning? You see the occupation. You see the situation. I'm going to look at the justification. What had David to thank the Lord for? Well, let's look at this psalm again. Look at verse 1 and 2. I will praise thee. I will give thanks with my whole heart before the gods while I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness. He's thanking the Lord for his affection, his loving kindness, a love that's undeniable, a love that's unfailing, a love that's unconditional, a love that's unending. Remember, he considered us before the world was. He called us out of darkness. He claimed us for his own. He cares for us day and day, daily, and he's coming back for us. Have you nothing to thank him for this morning? Do you just want to thank him this morning that he loves you? Oh, how he loves me. I know not why. I don't know why. I only cry, oh, how he loves me. Does he love you this morning? Have you thanked him for his love yet? Do you see his affection? Look at his precision. Verse 1 and 2 again. I will praise thee with my whole heart before the gods while I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Thank God for the truth. You know, when people stand for truth today, the world wants to tear this book up. They just can't understand it. They can't understand why there are things as people of God we can never, ever, ever accept unless we throw this book into the fire. They just can't get it. Thank God for a book that's precise. Where would we be without the truth of the Word of God? We'd be all over the place. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. This book never deceives. It never misrepresents. You can trust it. You can believe it. 100%. Can you thank the Lord for his truth this morning? Thank God for his affection. Thank God for his precision. This inspired, inerrant, infallible, invincible book we have this morning. Thank God for intercession this morning. Look at verse number 3. In the day when I cried, thou answered me and strengthened me with the strength in my soul. David thanks God for answered prayer. You know, God is never on hold. He's never in a meeting. He's never engaged. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can come to him and he's always there. And I need to be careful when this thing's been recorded, but I used to work for a man. And sometimes you'd be talking to him and you know he was listening to someone else. He wasn't really paying attention. See, when you come to the Lord in prayer, you have 100% attention. It's as if you're the only person in the world. And you can come and you can pray. And look what David says, in the day when I cried, the very day I prayed, God answered me. And maybe you're thinking, but I have prayed and nothing has happened. Has the Lord said to you, wait? Has the Lord said to you, no? Perhaps he has said yes. You see, if God said yes to all our prayers, it would be a mess. Thank God he doesn't give us everything we think we need. Thank God he doesn't answer all our prayers in the way we would want them to be answered. But we have a Savior who hears our cry and is listening. Thank God this morning. I heard about a lady. She was at a gala and she had a very expensive ring on her finger and she took it off when she went to the bathroom and set it down and she came away without it. And this ring was worth an absolute fortune. She missed it when she got home. And she rang the hotel and she said to the porter, I think I left my ring in the ladies' toilet, but you go and have a look. And so he says, I'll go and have a look. And she held on and she held on and she held on. He searched and he searched and he searched and he found it. And when he came back, he lifted the phone and she was gone. And she just gave up on it. And she missed the jam. Because she didn't wait. Is God saying to you this morning, just wait. Just wait. We have a God who answers prayer. Surely you have something to thank the Lord for this morning. I want you to have a fresh appreciation of appreciation this morning. You see the affection, you see the precision, you see the intercession, you see the expectation. Look at verses 4 and 5. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee. O God, when they hear the words of thy mouth, yea, they will sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. I'll tell you, the kings of the earth are not praising the Lord today. They're not singing how great is the glory of the Lord, but there's a day coming when they will. When Jesus Christ comes back and he establishes his kingdom, I'll tell you, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The psalmist said, yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. There's a day coming when all the nations will praise the Lord. David's looking forward with an expectation. You see, if you're saved this morning, what an expectation you have. When I was in the Coke Christian Fellowship Choir, one of the pieces we used to sing was, I am going to a city where the streets are golden lead, where the tree of life is blooming, and the roses never fade. Here they bloom but for a season. Soon their beauty is decayed. I am going to a city where the roses, thank God, never fade. Isn't it great to be saved this morning? Isn't it great to have that blessed hope in our heart this morning? Have you nothing to thank the Lord for this morning? It's not about how we feel. It's about faith this morning. You see the affection. You see the precision, the intercession, the expectation. Look at the elevation. Look at verse 6. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. What have we this morning to offer the Lord? Hannah, when she sang praise to the Lord, she said, you lift the beggar from the dunghill and you set him among princes. Listen, we were nothing. Guilty, undeserving, hell-deserving, worthless, useless sinners. And yet he set his love upon us. And he lifted us out of that miry clay and set our feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus. It's great to be saved this morning. It didn't matter who you were, where you were, didn't matter about your race, didn't matter about your face, didn't matter about your place in society. It was all of grace. And I'll tell you, he's still the same Savior, and he can save you this morning if you don't know. And he can lift you out of the pit of sin, and he can set your feet on the rock, Christ Jesus. He says, I'll put a new song into their mouths, even praise unto our God. I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. And I love this line. I was nothing, absolutely nothing. Before you found me, you have given life to me. Have you anything to thank the Lord for this morning? Anything to praise him for this morning? See the affection, see the precision, the intercession, the expectation, the elevation. Look at the demolition, verse 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. For thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies. Thy right hand shall save me. David is saying he knows he's going to be victorious. Listen, we're on the victory side this morning. We maybe don't feel victorious. We maybe have let the Lord down. But in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. That's a promise from the Word of God. Listen, thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're on the victory side this morning. Surely you have something to thank the Lord for this morning. Look at his determination at verse number 8. This is a wonderful verse. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Is your life a mess at this morning? Are circumstances upside down this morning? Does it seem that somehow your life has gone off the path? It doesn't seem to be right this morning. You're in the midst of trouble. You're in the midst of tears. You're in the midst of a tragedy. You're in the midst of a trying circumstance. It just doesn't add up. The Lord says to you this morning, I will perfect that which concerns you. Let me give you another translation this morning. I will fulfill my purpose for you. God will perfect that which concerns you. God's working in your life. He's working all things together for good. You may not see it. You may not understand it. But thank God you can trust him this morning. And you can even thank him this morning. And I'll tell you, David was going to know a lot of hardship. And yet David knew that the Lord would perfect that which concerned him. God is a whole lot invested in you. We are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. The word workmanship is where we get the English word poem. It's if the Lord's saying, your life is like a poem. I just haven't finished it yet. But the Lord will complete it. Because the Lord will perfect that which concerns you. The things not work out the way you thought they would. They're working out the way God thought they would. You see the occupation of David. You see the situation of David. Don't think David was on the crest of a wave. You see the justification. We've got so many reasons to thank the Lord this morning. Do you see the comparison here? A careful reader will have noticed I left something out in verse number 2. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. And here's a wonderful statement. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Now, how do you make sense of that? Some have gone to different interpretations to try and make it more palatable. I'll just stick with the Authorized this morning. This is a wonderful truth. Thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Think of the name of God this morning. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. He's always with us. Jehovah Roi, the Lord is My shepherd, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord healeth, Jehovah Nissi, the Lord is our banner, Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. And we could go on and on. What a great name the Lord has. What a wonderful name this morning. But how can you magnify your word above your name? Let me put it in plain and simple language. You could have a name for anything, but I'll tell you, if your word's no good, your name's worth nothing. You're only as good as your word. You could have a name for being good and honest, and yet you tell a lie. Listen, your name's worthless. It's only as good as your word. And you see, when you take the name of God, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. A good name is better than precious ointment. You see, when God says, I am Jehovah Shammah, it means the Lord is there. Let me tell you, in the darkness, in the deep days, in the lonely days, in days of brokenness, I'll tell you, God's more than just a name, because He's always there. Never let you down. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Do you ever somebody say to you, I'll look after you, and when you need them, they're gone? God's not like that. The Lord is my shepherd. And I'm sure there were bad shepherds in Israel. And the little sheep looked to the shepherd to provide and to lead and to guide. But the shepherd was a bad shepherd, a cruel shepherd, a wicked shepherd. He was shepherd in name only. I'll tell you, you'll never say that of God. His word is as good as His name. You see, there's a lot of chat about Brexit and about the customs union, and don't worry, I'm not getting political this morning. And some are saying Britain needs to stay in the customs union, and someone made the statement, it means we'll be leaving the EU in name only. In other words, nothing's going to change. Let me say it this morning, and I say it reverently, God is not a God in name only. He can take His word this morning. Do you know the quality of God that He's exalting here? His faithfulness. His faithfulness. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. What a faithful God we have this morning. If He says it, He'll do it. If His name tells you that He'll look after you, He'll never leave you, He'll always be with you, He'll provide for you, He'll protect you, He'll love you. Let me tell you, you can take it this morning that it will be done, because He's a faithful God. And He's exalted His word above even His name. Do you get it this morning? What a faithful God we have this morning. Can you not thank Him this morning? Can you not have a fresh appreciation of appreciation? You know, God deserves it. Every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above. God desires it. Do you remember the 10 lepers? Do you remember only one come back to say thanks? And the Lord says, where are the 9? And the Lord's saying this morning, where are you? Where were you this morning when I just wanted to hear, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for your hand upon my family. Thank you, Lord, for meeting every need. Thank you, Lord, for directing me when I was going in the wrong direction. Thank you, Lord, for being a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Oh, and the Lord's just listening and He's saying, where are you this morning? Where's the 90% that hadn't time to thank the Lord? You know, the word thank and the word think, I'm told, come from the same root word. If you think about it this morning, you'll thank Him this morning. Have you got a fresh appreciation of appreciation this morning? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we have to confess, so times we're grumbling, we're moaning, we're complaining, we're whinging. Nothing's right, nothing's good. Nothing's beneficial. And Lord, even among God's people, there can be such a lack of appreciation. And Lord, you just want to hear from our hearts this morning like David. I will give thanks from my whole heart. Pray, Lord, that you will encourage us this morning. Lord, grant us a fresh appreciation of appreciation. Help us to be a thankful people. Help us to thank the Lord because, Lord, every breath we take is a wonderful gift from God. Bless thy word to our hearts this morning. Lord, it's difficult to be thankful when we're like David in the midst of trouble. Help your suffering people this morning. Help them to realize that the Lord will perfect that which concerns you. The Lord's going to work it out. You could even thank him now. For we ask it in our Savior's precious name. Amen. I'm going to sing.